It's time for the emergency break of the week.
There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny for
sure. Bit.
Yeah, he was pretty fast.
You know, this team is just not that good.
He was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well,
he said, no, he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Racist. Oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
He still didn't get it even at the end.
Right.
Oh, racist.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week, also known as three reasons why we didn't win the Marconi last night. And candidate number one comes to us once again from that Saturday morning tee box. Craig Rosengarten making a very confusing statement along with Rick Arnett.
This is your segment. Oh, brought to you by Club Corps and their drive zone out of Brookhaven. Awesome. I bet you some might even hit balls out there today. It's covered.
Why not? You know what? I was just going to say, if you're a golf course, because it's not going to rain all day.
If you're a golf course.
Let me finish.
If you're a golf course.
What?
Just go.
What's with you today? You need to cheer up a little bit.
I just laughed.
If you run a golf course.
There you go.
Or you own a golf course. Or you're
if you're a golf ball.
If you're a golf course, this is what you should do.
You know, in that case, I kind of knew where he was headed.
Yeah, I know what he's saying.
I didn't think that was bad on Craig's part.
Yeah, I guess I took it the same way Rick did.
To me, it didn't sound that crazy. I mean, it's
as
just a way of speaking.
Normal
right.
Sounds.
Right, like you might say, if you're a major metropolitan area,
mm-hmm.
you want mass transit or something
right.
Like that.
Yeah, maybe it's because he paused afterwards is why Rick stopped down and started laughing.
Now, it is a little bit funnier sounding than if you're a major metropolitan area, saying if you're a golf course.
Right.
It is a pretty funny phrase. There, one more time.
This is your segment. Oh, brought to you by Club Corps and their drive zone out of Brookhaven. Awesome. I bet you some might even hit balls out there today. It's covered. Why not?
You know what? I was just going to say, if you're a golf course, because it's not going to rain all day.
If you're a golf course.
Let me finish.
If you're a golf course.
What?
Just go.
What's with you today? You need to cheer up a little bit.
I just laughed.
If you run a golf course.
There you go.
Or you own a golf course. Or you're
if you're a golf ball.
Boy, they just don't seem to have any momentum on that show.
they never quite get it into gear, do they? All right, there's Craig Rosengarten up for an e-break. And here he is again, Mike Reiner, back up for an e-break. As he was trying to work the crowd out at the Gentleman Jack Dunham and Miller Open, he threw out a really unfortunate phrase that stopped down the hard line.
Does anybody in this room know what today is?
It's the weekend of the 16th and 17th in February.
Anybody know what today is? What's going to go on this show today? Do you know?
I didn't even know until you said that. I was confused.
Do you know?
It's Tuesday.
Which means what?
In the fall.
Which means what?
It's football. College football.
It is college football Tuesday.
Okay, there you go.
You know, we've been doing this all these years. This is really disappointing.
Yeah, they've never listened to this show.
We've been doing this all these years. We've been calling it this all these years. And we have not penetrated one a-hole out here.
Not one.
My God.
Excuse me?
Wow, I've never heard it phrased that way.
That's a slippery slope there, buddy.
You. Thank you.
You know, that's too dirty to make it for the emergency break.
The users can't handle that.
No.
Too many people calling in to complain. Yeah.
Strolling in the cold.
Okay. Why did Norm say that?
Oh, God, we'll strike that man down for saying that.
Why did Norm say that?
They got him to read a title, I think, at some point.
Did he say strolling in the cold?
Yes. Yes. I don't know how that originated, but I don't know if I've heard that phrase before either. Talking about whether or not you've had an influence on listeners before.
You can get Norm to say a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just put it in the live copy spot and he'll read it.
It's easy to trick him.
Yeah. So that got Rhines up for an e-brake. Also, like how you never know if it's tape delayed or live Danny. When Mino slips in, it's the weekend of February 16th and 17th. Mm-hmm. Just at the very beginning of that, just one more time.
Does anybody in this room know what today is?
It's the weekend of the 16th and 17th in February.
Anybody?
That's what
anybody
today is.
Anybody know what today is? What's going to go on this show today?
Do you know? I didn't even know until you said that. I was confused.
Do you know?
It's Tuesday.
Which means what?
In the fall.
Which means what?
It's football. College football Tuesday. Okay, there you go.
You know, we've been doing this all these years. This is really disappointing.
Yeah, they've never listened to this show.
We've been doing this all these years. We've been calling it this all these years, and we have not penetrated one a-hole out here.
Not one.
My God.
Excuse me.
All
right. Yeah, he rethought it right after he said it. But Rhines is up as candidate number two. Candidate number three, this always cracks us up when it happens, when someone gets bubble voice. For whatever reason, something just happens to their voice where it sounds like they took a hit of helium. And it happened to Donnie this week.
You want winners, not finger pointers.
Did that feel like it's, excuse me, it's the last time we see Beltre in a Rangers uniform?
Yeah, and last stop it away the Hall of Fame.
You know, it strikes me that
I'm good, thank you. We'll have the Birdhouse next.
We'll re-listen to that again later.
No, we won't!
That was a couple minutes later. Man, that was a good bubble voice. Listen to this isolated.
Did that feel like it's, excuse me, it's the last time we see Beltre in a Rangers uniform?
It didn't get better after he cleared his throat either.
No, usually you can clear it up, but
The last time we see Beltre
in a Ranger uniform.
One more time, Jer.
Did that feel like it's, excuse me, it's the last time we see Beltre in a Rangers uniform?
Sounds like Ernest T. Bass.
He does. Man, bubble voice is funny. All right, so your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, Mike Reiner, or Donovan Lewis. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello.
Give me the ballistic South Oak Cliff con man and go Jaguar Tump approved. Yeah.
Okay. So Mike Reiner vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to vote for Rosen and Andrew Bot Page's pig flu virus.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
This is the Zodiac.
Oh, no.
I like voting for the e-brake.
Well, vote.
It was the most dangerous game of all.
Okay. It's creepy that you have a few of the details right on the whole Zodiac case.
I want to vote for Mike.
Okay. Thank you, Zodiac. Enough out of you. You're too creepy. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Mike, and I'd also like to wish the best of luck to DCM. Dr. Carlton Maxwell's alma mater, State Tech, this weekend.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jer, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. Vaginal slice, born.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, George. It's your friend Coco the Gorilla.
Oh, hey, Coco.
Hi, Coco rated Mike.
Okay, we'll take the vote. Thank Ryan's you. Vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello? Oh, hello?
Hello?
This is Donnie. Hello?
Okay, it's Donnie.
Brett Kavanaugh, touch my booty.
All right. Come on. Okay. Hello? You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, we have a phone call from lower heaven here, Giorgio.
Can't escape it.
Oh, no. Who is this?
Vote!
Good morning, users. Great Heavenly Gorilla Trinity has decided to vote.
Okay, vote.
Gorilla Trinity, Jabari, Harambe, and Coco, vote now.
Vote what? We're going to vote now.
Coco, vote for other great gorilla, penetrating Reiner.
Okay, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner has done it again.
Does anybody in this room know what today is?
It's the weekend of the 16th and 17th in February.
Anybody? Anybody know what today is? What's going to go on this show today?
Do you know? I didn't even know until you said that. I was confused.
Do you know?
It's Tuesday.
Which means what?
In the fall.
Which means what?
It's football. College football Tuesday. Okay, there you go.
You know, we've been doing this all these years. This is really disappointing.
Yeah, they've never listened to
this show.
We've
been doing this all these years. We've been calling it this all these years. And we have not penetrated one a-hole out here.
Not one.
My God.
Wow, I've never heard it phrased that way.
That's a slippery slope there, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, another win for Mike Reiner. How many is that?
78th win, 20 behind Norman Bale denied Hitzkus.
Way to go, Reins.